everybody, and welcome to a Community Geek mini-sode. This is your host, Gregory Russo, here with no co-host. Unfortunately, Rich is traveling. No one else was available to help me co-host the show today. So, you know, rather than take up your time with a show of just me talking at you, I wanted to go over a few cool announcements, some updates, and preview some content going out, as well as highlight one particular story that I saw this past week that I thought you guys might be interested in, especially you new members of Community Geek. First things first, I want to give a new member shout-out to Zach Elkin of Get Set. He's a really cool, friendly guy with a really interesting education-based community where he's trying to hook up essentially student financial services for students in need that are quite talented, maybe having a hard time making that college payment, you know what I mean? It's something I know quite well, being under mountains of school debt myself, so I definitely sympathize with that community, and it's cool to see someone that's that capable taking on that challenge. I know it's a big issue for a lot of people right now. Get Set is currently doing some starter communities. They're launching a few test events, particularly in the Chicagoland area. But they definitely plan on expanding. So we welcome Zach to the community and hope we can help him out with that. I also wanted to mention that some new features are going to be added to Community Geek over the next week. Already, you can see sort of a beta of one thing that we're adding, which is the Community Geek Twitter stream. If you have your Twitter handle registered on the site, you probably noticed that you got an extra follow from an official Community Geek account last week. Now, we're not planning on doing anything with this account in terms of actually putting out Twitter stuff. However, what we are doing is creating a Twitter list, an exclusive list for our Rockstar community managers. Basically, anyone that's a member of Community Geek gives us their Twitter handle, you will get added to the stream in time. It's been really active and really fun. It's not even the finished product yet. So, if you haven't checked that out, click the little bird on the upper right-hand corner and see what everybody else is up to. You know, we wanted to keep that "what are you doing now" conversation going on besides just the forum posts we have stickied. And we know a lot of our members are extremely active on Twitter, so it just made sense. And we are happy to bring it to you in a way that's that sort of fits in with the rest of the site's user experience, doesn't take up too much of your screen space, but still there for you if you want it. We're also going to make it a little bit easier for you to invite, you know, people you value as community experts or people on your community team if you're in a larger company. That's hopefully going to be coming out next week. And on the back end, I know a lot of you guys are interested in platforms and metrics and stuff like that. We're getting an enhanced metrics package, which will include more ability to track post counts and things like that, as well as be able to track them over time and, you know, see how things have grown, which will be really cool to look at since we have had some pretty fantastic growth, no other way to say it, over the past 2-3 months. So I kind of can't wait to see, like when I first got here in April, plot that out and see how we've grown since I got here. And, you know, it'll just feel good to look at, I think, more than anything else. But, I can see just from looking at the forum how much we've grown in terms of members, in terms of people posting, in terms of the quality of the discussion. So I am quite pleased. It'll be happy to have actual numbers to back that up. In other news, MozCon happened recently, and that is why Richard is not with me. He was actually giving, if you heard on the last show, he was giving a speech, a presentation, if you will. And it was his largest ever speaking event. And when he got done, he popped in our Skype chat at FeverB, and he was so happy. So, apparently it went extremely well, and the event itself apparently was a very good time. I can't wait to hear more about it when he gets back from his travels, and hopefully we'll have him here on the show next week for a first-hand account of how things went, and maybe he can tell us a little bit about his talk, his experience giving his largest ever presentation, and maybe some other highlights of the convention. He's also put out his slides on the actual Feverbee blog. We are going to get, fingers crossed, video of him talking with the slides, and we'll put that as a resource into the Community Geek Library, so that'll be quite cool for you guys to see. Other Feverbee news, besides Richard's successful event and presentation, is that we might be doing an event of our own. You'll recall we had Callum on talking a little bit about this a few shows ago. Well, things have really come together, and I think you're going to see announcements about that very soon. And we promise there will be no ball pit, if you know what I'm saying. I think it's going to be great. Callum has put a lot of work into it. I haven't seen a speakers list yet, but some names have been thrown around. Enough to get me excited. I think you guys will be pretty happy with it. So keep an eye out for that next week. Speaking of exciting things happening in Feverbee, we are bringing in a new staff member. Now, no one is around at the moment to tell me if I can say who it is or not. So I'm just going to err on the side of caution and say not. But I am really excited about them being on the team. And I think once the name is dropped, people that are familiar with Feverbee, familiar with the course, familiar with some of the resources that we highlight, will agree that this will be an excellent addition to the team. I will try, and I'm pretty sure I will be successful in this, I will try to get them on the show shortly after they are brought on to sort of introduce themselves to you all and give their insight into some of the current events we talk about in the community space. That'll probably happen sometime next month. And finally, I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I saw this cool story that went out. It was titled, Thank a Hippie for Online Communities. It was on masslive.com. I just had to check it out. And it was about a talk by Craig Issad. And it's for something called Nerd Night, which seems to be a frequently occurring event. And Issad was talking about communes, communications, and community, how the counterculture and commune movements of the early 1970s influenced the internet age, computers, social media, and other aspects of life in the 21st century. What's really interesting about this is Mr. Issad is a member of The Farm, which some of our older listeners might have heard about this. It was a commune in Tennessee. It was founded in the early 70s, 71. And I don't know how exactly to describe it. It was pretty much a complete do-it-yourself, ground-up community. People moved to this open space and built everything. Their own homes, their own plumbing. Anything that needed doing, they built it themselves. And it was pretty amazing. A lot of the inspiration was sort of pulled out of the movement behind Stuart Brand's Whole Earth Catalog. And related to the Whole Earth Catalog, The Well was one of, if not the first online communities. And if you have not been with us for a very long time, if you're one of the newer community members, you will not know that I actually interviewed one of the founders of The Well, John Coate. It's called A Conversation with John Coate. It'll be linked in the show notes. It's longish, but guys, I'm telling you, one of the best interviews I've ever done in any of my podcasts, any topic, bar none. So if you really want to hear about the absolute earliest possible origins of online communities, this is the guy. This is the guy to talk to, and I got him talking for 45 minutes. So I'm going to be linking that. I highly encourage you to check it out. And the more I learn about The Well, The Farm, and sort of the ethos behind that movement, the more I do kind of agree that you kind of do need to thank a hippie for a lot of ways that online communities are right now. In terms of their development and a lot of the unwritten rules that go into designing, building, and running an online community, a lot of them are based in this early founding. So if you're big into history and you really want to get to the root of online communities, I would say definitely check out the show notes and check out my interview with John Coate, and check out this article that I'm going to also be linking in there. And with that, guys, I am going to call it for this little mini-sode of the Community Geek Podcast. We'll be back with full episodes next week. Thank you for listening, guys, and have a great week.